till midnight, dog. Eat till I'm faded. Still call my ex-girl when I go half crazy. You know that's still my baby. Children stuck in the matrix, they know when it's fake shit, y'all. Breathing in them toxins. Used to have a third place, now they got no options. And I don't see that shit stopping.
Hello, and welcome back to Bean Tunes Radio. This is Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard the song Hell of a Ride by Nourished by Time from the EP Catching Chickens. It's a new EP. There are a few singles that dropped a few months ago, and then recently we got some more singles, so I'm very, very happy with the amount of content that I'm getting from Nourished by Time, because I think he's my new favorite artist. So I'm going to be playing some more of him later in the hour. But today, in our first show coming back from spring break, I'm thinking we're going to just do new music, which I'm excited about. I did this a while ago on the show, but today I'm going to listen to songs that are kind of brand new, out in the last two-ish weeks, I think, and I'm going to be listening to them and then giving a live review. So that first song by Nourished by Time, I'm going to give a 7 out of 10, or an 8, I don't know. I like it a lot. I like the next one that I'm going to play coming up even more. The song is called Romance in Me, and it's a single that was released in 2022, but it also got dropped on this EP. So I believe it's an older one, and I kind of like how I like his older stuff because it's like very emotionally raw and kind of sounds unfinished. And this next song is just, it's great. It's a banger, and I hope you like it. And so if you have any input about these songs, please let me know by calling the studio line 855-915-9636, or you can send me a chat on our website at WMFO.org, and head on over to the DJ chat page where you can chat me and let me know what you think. Anyway, this next song is called Romance in Me, and it's by the artist Nourished by Time. I really hope you like it as much as I do.
I'm just living that life. Fun Dutch cult classic, but I still pop every time my track drops. You're jealous. I'm just living that life. While you're sitting in your dad's basement, bet you're disappointed that I'm shining. I'm just living that life. Fun Dutch cult classic, but I still pop. Pack the LV cases, watch me do a little globe trot. Got a lot to say about my debut, about my cost and revenue. I guess it makes sense, 'cause I'm just living that life. Just wanna scream my name on and on, 'cause I'm just page just to look at my pics. My tight dress and red lips, I know you want it. I'm just living that life. Linked with Addison on Melrose. Bought some cute clothes and wrote this in the studio, cause I'm just living that life. Fun Dutch cult classic, but I still pop. Always give me more views, it's kinda like a day job. Got a lot to say about my debut. About all of the things I do, I guess it makes sense, cause I'm just living that life. I'm just living that life. I'm just living that life.
All these girls are like,
oh, can I get a picture?
And then they go online like,
just kidding, I hate you.
Cause we're just living that life.
That was the Von Dutch remix with Addison Rae and A.G. Cook by Charlie XCX and Addison Rae and A.G. Cook. That one is a new one. Von Dutch came out a few weeks ago, and then they just dropped this remix with my favorite TikToker, Addison Rae, and my least favorite producer, A.G. Cook. I am going to give that one a 6.5. It's fun. I love that Addison Rae is a pop artist now. I think that's so awesome. And I'm going to give the Nourished by Time song an 8. I really did not intend to play the Charlie XCX song right after the Nourished by Time song, but, you know, sometimes these things happen on air and you have to recover quickly. And so what I will say is that both of those songs had screaming in them, and I was thinking that when I was playing the Nourished by Time song, because I knew the Charlie XCX song was on my playlist, and I was like, oh, these songs both have screaming in them, so maybe screaming is a theme for this week, or maybe people want to hear screaming in music and artists are responding to that. Anyway, that one was fun. I don't think it's super listenable, and I actually lost like 3 listeners over the course of that song, so I have a feeling that people didn't really like that one. Anyway, that's pretty funny. Next up, I'm going to play a song by the Australian pop band Blusher. This is a new single, and it's called Rave Angel. I was planning on playing it later, but Charlie XCX kind of got us onto this level. So clearly it's time to dance. This one's called Rave Angel, and again, it's by the Australian pop band Blusher.
So bored, this DJ sucks, it's time to go. Can I redeem? but the memories come due. Are you a collection? Did you give up your
I'm back. I'm going to give that one a 4 right off the bat. It's by Kim Gordon, believe it or not. Kim Gordon of Sonic Youth. The song is called Candy House, and before that you heard Rave Angel by Blusher, which I'm going to give a 7. I don't know, Kim Gordon. I really wanted to like this album, The Collective, because it really feels like right up my alley. Older artists doing like newer internet-y stuff, and I think it's kind of lame. Pitchfork has given this new album from Kim Gordon an 8.5. It's on their best new music list, and I can't help but feel like that song was like super lame. I don't really think that I liked the like original versions of whatever that funk trap beat sort of music is, so I it was not for me. But if you really like that song, go ahead and take a listen. The whole album is kind of strange like that. If you're into it, it's called The Collective, and it's by Kim Gordon, of course, of Sonic Youth, bassist and vocalist. If you know. Anyway. Yeah, that was the Candy House. I'm just kind of like shocked and horrified by that song. I like needed to end it early, and I was also sensing that I lost a few more listeners. I'm really like alienating my audience today. I'm so sorry. Came back to Tufts from spring break just to like play horrific music on air. It wasn't horrific. I can respect what she's doing. Pitchfork says Kim Gordon, like everyone, is addicted to her phone, and so I think what they want to say is that this album is a reflection of being addicted to your phone, being on the internet. I just feel like it was a little lame. And there are plenty of people who do that sort of stuff and in a cool way. And I don't know, maybe it would be cool to see Kim Gordon live doing this album. Maybe it would be like a cool performance, but I don't know, not for me. This next one I know is going to be good, so I hope some listeners will return to hear what's next. This one's a new release from Vampire Weekend. It's called Classical. We've gotten 2 singles from them, and this is their 3rd. It sounds a lot like an older song that they have called M79, but I think it's a slightly new take on it. My dad's criticism of the singles that have come out has been just like, this sounds like old Vampire Weekend. And I think maybe they needed to do that after their sort of flop album. Their last album wasn't a flop, but I think that maybe they just needed to remind everyone, this is what we can do. We can make cutesy little Baroque pop, Baroque-y music, Baroque piano music. Anyway, this is the song Classical, and it's by Vampire Weekend, a single for the new album, which is called If Only God Was Above Us. Is that it? Maybe it is. I'm gonna get that fact checked. That's, I can't really say that. Anyway, this is Classical by Vampire Weekend.
times to please their pupils. Couldn't meet your baby blues. 400 million animals competing for the zoo. It's such a bleak sunrise. All true, all kind, and all natural. How the crew with time becomes classical. Column stands today. That sinking feeling fades, but never really goes away. A staircase up to nothingness inside your DNA. Ooh, that's a bleak sunrise. All true, all kind, and all natural. How the crew with time becomes classical. I know that wildfire shack shape, crisp burning, fast break is clean. Something's gonna change, and when it does, which classical remains? Classical. I know that wildfire shack shake, fish burning, fast break is clean. Something's gonna change, and when it does, which classical remains?
All the walls are graded.
Hey, I'm back. A little early. Sorry, I couldn't listen to the rest of that song. And I was debating playing the rest of it. But then I realized this is my radio show and I can do whatever I want. And that's the freeform way. Sorry if you were enjoying it. I think I actually gained listeners during that song, which is funny because I didn't like it that much. So I'm going to give it a 4. The band is called, or the individual is called Storefront Church. And the song is called The High Room. And over the course of the 4 minutes that we listened to that very long song, I realized that I had just learned about Storefront Church this week because he opened for Letitia Sadier of Stereolab at the Armory earlier this week, or earlier last week. This week. But anyway, I just think his band name is hilarious, Storefront Church. It's pretty good. And I just have to say, I am tired of people from LA making folk music. That felt like a Father John Misty song, but just like in a minor chord. And I don't know. I thought I was going to like it more. I gave it a listen like earlier today, and for whatever reason, I thought I was going to like it. And then it turns out I didn't like it so much. So I'm sorry that we had to go through that together. But I'm glad that I wasn't alone in listening to that song all by myself. So next up, I'm going to play a song by the artist Adrian Lenker. Adrian Lenker is an artist that is also in a band called Big Thief. And this song is a new release. It's called Sadness as a Gift. And I was listening to Adrian Lenker earlier today because I'm back on TikTok. Big news. And one of her songs called Anything, I think it's like her most popular song because it's on TikTok. It's like trending on TikTok as an audio right now. And I was looking at the trend, as you do when you're scrolling on your phone. And I started listening to the lyrics for the first time. And they were shocking because someone sent me this song one time and they were like, listen to the song. And I didn't listen to the lyrics. And it was a little bit earth-shattering. Anyway, this is not that song. This song is called Sadness as a Gift. And I hope that I'll like it more than the last song that we just played. I'm so sorry to anyone who's listening who liked that song. I don't want to be mean. I'm just giving my honest opinions. And that's all. Anyway, this next song is called Sadness as a Gift, and it's by Adrian Lenker.
This one was gonna last. Maybe the question was too much to ask. Been searching for your eyes. All I see is blue skies. And that old man beats his crooked cane. It's time to let at me someday, and I bet you will. We could see the sadness as a gift, and still the seasons go so fast, thinking that this one was gonna last. Maybe the question was too much to ask. You and I could see into the same eternity, every second brimming with a majesty. Oh, kiss so sweet, so fine, you could hear the music inside my mind, and you showed me a place I'll find, even when I'm old. Just leaning on the windowsill, you could write me someday, and I hope you will. We could see the sadness as a gift, and still the seasons go so fast, thinking that this one was gonna last. Maybe the question was too much to ask.
Hello, I'm back. Sorry about that. I don't know what just happened. That was Sadness as a Gift by Adrian Lenker. And now it's time to read a PSA. This one is called 91.5 FM College Radio PSA. Did you know 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts? If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I've already said this on my show before, but we have friends over at UMass Lowell and Wellesley, and they all have great shows, and so tune in to 91.5 anywhere you are in Massachusetts. I am going to give that Adrian Lenker song a 6, a big 6. Solid. I am not like a huge Big Thief fan. I'm also not a huge Adrian Lenker fan, but I think that song is sweet, and it's nice, and the lyrics are sweet. That's all I have to say. Just not for me. Maybe I'm more of a pop music enjoyer. So we're going to head in that direction. This next song is not a pop song, but it will culminate. This next sequence of songs will culminate in a pop song, and I think these will hopefully go well together. This next song is by the artist KCMQ, and the song features an artist called OK Lou, and the song is called Make Believe. I think it came out this week. That's my impression. This is something I could figure out before we talk next. The EP or the release is called Later That Day, The Day Before, or The Day Before That, which is true. That's real. Anyway, this song is called The Make Believe. Let me know what you think about it. I still have never gotten someone to message me over DJ chat, or maybe it's happened a couple times and I'm just forgetting. If it has happened, I'm sorry that I forgot that you did that. But I always love to see chats in the website chat page. So if you're interested, there's lots of cute GIFs and stuff that you can send. So I'm always into that. Anyway, yeah, here's the song.
If our readers grab him, could but I recall everything. I'm terrible with faces, spaces where the name should be. There's an eraser dragging behind me. Maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. Forgot to remember, clues are in the intimacy. I ran down the hallway, archive of the history. Our chemistry together, that much I know I believe. Truth and story enter me and choose final gravity. Oh, what a mystery, am I a big pretender? I wanna live the make-believe, enjoy the weather. Oh, we are young under the sun, playing forever. I wanna live the make-believe, enjoy the weather.
Painting a mirror, blurring out my weakness. Did it make me callous? Could it have done different? Let it be a lesson. Change organically the pillars in my memory. Can't stop the wind that carries me. I want a mystery, am I a big pretender? I wanna leave the make-believe, enjoy the weather. Oh, we are young under the sun, playing forever. I wanna leave the make-believe, enjoy the weather.
Spent together become lighter than a feather. One by one they vanish. Loss and separation opens up a view.
Pay, pay, pay.
just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love.
That was We Can't Be Friends, Wait for Your Love by Ariana Grande. And before that, you heard The Make Believe by KCMQ and OK Lou. Yeah, guys, I'm going to give both those a 5. I hate to be so negative today, but I'm really not liking any new music that's been coming out these days, which is really sad. I'm still waiting for that summer song to come out, and we haven't gotten one. I was gonna say summer banger, and then I got embarrassed and then I didn't say it, so I'm waiting for the next summer banger to come out. I will use any excuse to play Ariana Grande on the radio, because if you know me, you know that I used to be a huge Ariana Grande stan, and I still am. It's hard to be an Ariana Grande fan these days, because of all the hate that she's getting on the internet for things that maybe she may deserve some criticism for. And this last album, it does kind of suck. And if you're interested in the visual materials that accompany the album, you should check them out on YouTube, because they are inspired by, and I'm going to say it's a very heavy-handed inspiration by the movie Eternal Sunshine, which is the name of the album. Great movie that I revisit often. Devastating. And yeah, I don't know. I like that you can hear her voice for the first time in a long time. She's a very talented singer. That's why I liked her in the first place. And I kind of want her to go back down the musical theater route. I have always been a theater kid supporter, and I think Ariana Grande, now that she's dating a theater kid, and she is a theater kid herself, I think that part of her should be brought out again. Anyway, that's my Ariana Grande, my 2 cents on Ariana Grande, in case anyone cares. We have 10 minutes left, or 9 minutes left, almost 8 minutes left of the show, so I'm gonna close us out with a few more songs. This next one is by Fortet. It's also brand new. I have to say, I've kind of been feeling meh about this new album, and I'm sorry I keep playing music that I feel meh about. I really started off the hour with like the really good songs, and then I'm realizing the more and more we're listening, I'm feeling less and less inspired by the music that we're listening to. But Fortet is consistently nice music to listen to, sort of in the background. That's a roast. I didn't mean for it to be a roast. It is a good background music, and some music has to be background music, if you really think about it. So this one is called 31 Bloom, and it's by the artist Fortet from the album 3. Thank you. That was 31 Bloom by the artist Fortet. And if you've been following along, I'm rating all these songs out of 10 because they're all new songs, and that's my new thing on this show, apparently. I'm going to give it a 5. I've had a lot of 5s in the past 30 minutes of the show, and I'm sorry that we listened to a ton of 5s today. But I don't know, it's good. I can imagine myself maybe running to that one, so save that one for your running playlist if you would like to. Anyway, yeah, thank you so much for listening. I apologize for the amount of mid music that we listened to today. I really thought I did a better job of curating these new releases, but I think maybe the problem is not me. Maybe there's no music coming out that's good these days. Certainly there is, but I feel like a month ago I had like a treasure trove of new music that I was listening to that was really, really good. And then these days I'm not feeling it. So if anyone has any suggestions for new music, or maybe I'll do an episode with all old music, like really, really old music, switch it up. But I am thinking that in the next couple weeks, I'm going to start doing like a college recap series for my last few shows at WMFO, which is really sad to think about. But I have a whole playlist of music that I've played over the past 4 years, for 4 years of having this show. So I am kind of excited to do like a highlight reel of all of my favorite music that's been played on WMFO on this show at some point in the afternoon on Sundays. So yeah, look forward to that. Potentially I will DJ on air. I was going to do it this week and then thesis work really got to me, so I didn't quite get there. But I will be back with something exciting next week at the same time. This is Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Stay tuned for another hour of music and radio. Next hour. I don't know who's on next. It's spring break, so people are not back yet. But stay tuned for more. Okay, see you next week. Bye.